This is Earth and Sky. Experts in search and rescue missions say the hardest people to find are those who can't move and who don't respond to searchers.
Robert Kester is a neurobiologist and expert on search and rescue missions based in Charlottesville, Virginia. The U.S. Department of Defense is funding his work now, in which he's trying to improve search techniques. This year, he and his fellow researchers placed mannequins in search areas such as forests or wetlands. The mannequins represented immobile, unresponsive victims. Experts then followed the searchers and observed why they sometimes failed to spot the mannequins.
Some people let their eyes essentially stop at the first barrier, say a brush, briar, some foliage. But, you know, anytime you kind of look at a tree, you can usually see through holes in that tree, beyond the tree, or the brush. So a lot of times the object was visible, but people just let their eyes stop at kind of the first barrier.
Neurobiologists call this phenomenon the Mandelbaum effect. Kester says it is possible to train searchers to overcome it. He says that understanding the limitations of human searchers helps search coordinators develop better strategies, including where to start looking, how long to search, and whether or not to return to an area.
That's our show. Our thanks to the National Science Foundation, where discoveries begin. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.